Goragra kanya gana go to go loru haram. Goranga guda tama go pyada kopa briksham. Gopala gada reti dam yati singha gora. Govinda deshi kavaram satatam namami. Utama adama kichu na bachila chachi hadile kakola kahe premananda emona goranga vidoya dadia bola. Listen, bhaja goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namare bolo. Bhaja goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namore. Jejana goranga baje se hoyamara prana re. Jejana goranga baje se hoyamara prana re. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yasyaiva padam bhuja bhakti labhya prema bidana parama pumarta tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste. Madgavir api gopala sri kriyat kripaya jadi tadaiva sambhaya pitva rishi yustat priya janaha. Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya sasanatana rupaka gopala ragunathapta Braja Bala Bapahiman Vancha Kopatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vrindavanankaya, Tubhyam Golokamolane, Purna Brahma Tapatraya, Namo Govardhanaya cha. Namo Govardhanaya cha. Namo Govardhanaya cha. Hantaya madhura bala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charana spadasa pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayustayo yad pani asuya vasakandara kandamulai. Rupa Goswami offers an appropriate prayer in his invocation, sixth verse, to his epic drama, Lalita Madhav. It's a very appropriate verse for us today. Kveyam sabhagunavati bhatta mugdarupa kvaham jitosmit guruna guru goravena adhyamam adhya sadhanam sadhanam gatanam datotsavasya karuna karunarna vasya. He says, kveyam sabha. Who is this audience that we're sitting with today at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan? Gunavati, But the Mugda, Rupa, he says, the people here are all full of good qualities, they're all Gunavati. And he says, Mugda Rupa, who am I? I'm a bewildered Rupa, Rupa Goswami. Another meaning of Rupa, also though, is something like a ghost or a phantom shape. In other words, we can offer this prayer ourselves, that we're just like a phantom or a ghost of what should be a proper speaker. Kvaham jitosmi guruna guru gauravena. He says, I am in awe by this great audience, these devotees who are here before me. So many guru janas we have here today. Adyama madhya saranam saranam gatanam. So what can I do in such a situation? I'm taking shelter of those devotees who are saranam, saranam gatanam. I'm sarana, taking shelter of those persons who are sarana gatanam, who are taking shelter of those who have taken shelter. Dadotsa vasya karuna karuna avanavasya, who have taken shelter of that personality who's karuna arnavasya, who's the ocean of mercy. So, this is our second session in this discussion. For anybody who's come here for the first time, I'm not going to show a lot of mercy. I suggest that you should listen to the recording from yesterday so you can try to catch up. And we'd like to read together responsively this eighth verse of Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Govardhan Bhasa Prartana Dasakam. He offers 10 prayers, 11 verses, 10 prayers, requesting his prartana, his innermost desire for Govardhan Bas, or residence near Govardhan. And we've been reading from text 8. Giri Nipa Haridasa Shaini Varyeti Nama. Giri Nripa Haridasa Shaini Vayeti Nama. Mritam Hidamuditam Shiradika Vakta Chandrat. Mritam Hidamuditam Shiradika Vakta Chandrat. Brajanavatilakatve kliptavedai sputamme. Brajanavatilakatve kliptavedai sputamme. Nijanikata nivasam dehi gobardhanatvam. Nijanikata nivasam dehi gobardhanatvam. Nijanikata nivasam dehi gobardhanatva. O King of Mountains, from Sri Radhika's moon-like face was spoken your nectarian name, Haridasa Varya, the greatest amongst all devotees of Hari. The Vedas clearly describe you as a brilliant new tilak decorating the land of Braj. O Govardhan, please give me permanent residence near you. When we published this magazine about Govardhan, we translated a commentary, a rare commentary, which is ascribed, sometimes we're not exactly sure, which is ascribed to Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. And Baladev, in this verse, in his commentary, he says that Giriraj is asking a question to Raghunath Das just prior to this verse, and he's saying that, what do you want to have residence near me for? Don't you know? The Puranas, they say, Krishna himself describes that pancha yojanam evasti vana me deha rupakam, that this forest of Vrindavan, which is 5 yojanas, 40 square miles in area, is me deha rupakam, just like my own body. So, what do you want to have residence near me for? Don't you want to go and stay in the Vrindavan forest? And why are you calling me the greatest and asking for residence near me? So Raghunath Das Goswami replies to this question through this verse. And he says that Bhupa Priyam me, O greatest of mountains, Giri Nripa, excuse me, Bhupa Priyam me is from the first verse. He says, Giri Nripa, O greatest of mountains, he says, the reason why I want to be close to you is because of the words of Srimati Radharani. You're quoting Krishna, that's okay. But we know about your Krishna. He's crooked in 3 places. And sometimes he speaks things in a very crooked way also. But our Srimati Radharani, she's very, very simple. And it was Srimati Radharani who spoke this verse, Hantaya Madhura Balahadi Dasavaryo, in the Venu Gita, describing the Purva Rag, or the developing feelings of love the gopis have for Krishna. And therein, she describes Giriraj as the greatest of devotees. So, we're not really sure about your words, Krishna, but we're very sure about Srimati Radharani's words. And in this way, indirectly, through Parokshavad, Parokshavad means when you say something in an indirect way. We give the example sometimes if you come home late on your wedding anniversary day and you tell your wife, you know, I know you cooked all day, but the guys, they want me to go swimming with them. Is it okay? Can I go? And your wife says, fine, go right ahead. And if you're kind of a doll like a lot of us men are, then you might say, she said, fine, go right ahead. But actually, she didn't mean fine, go right ahead. Really, what she meant to say was, you're a jerk. And if you go, when you come back, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to my father's house. That's Parokshavad. So every married man, at least, I think, has some understanding and experience with that Parokshavad. And that Parokshavad is very, very sweet. So, indirectly, Raghunath Das Goswami, in this verse, he's indicating his loyalty to Srimati Radharani. Baladeva Vibhushan is saying that. That, my dear Giriraj, even though you're quoting Krishna himself, that the Vrindavan forest is non-different from, that's okay. We don't know about your Krishna. We're lined up with Srimati Radharani. Sometimes we hear in Braj people chanting this popular song, what is it? Radhe, Radhe, Shami, Ladhe. That's not a Gaudiya Vaishnav song. We don't sing that. And some persons in other sampradayas sing that. If a Gaudiya Vaishnav were to take those words, they would reverse them and sing Sham, Sham, Radhe, Miladhe. Oh Krishna, please give me association with Radharani, not the other way around. So it's described in one Sanskrit proverb, Adishyatikam phalam, that whatever is done thoroughly gives the best results. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, that's why I want to stay near you. Because you're the best of devotees, and I know I'm going to get the best result. If you think carefully, and we should think carefully, not just in an external way, but we should consider, Jiva Goswami says in Paramatma Sandarbha, 6 different things to understand a book. And one of them is the intention of the author. Why did they write this book? What was the purpose of it? And our Goswamis, they have very strong purpose. And we should contemplate on that topic. Raghunath Das Goswami, prior to composing this Gobardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, he's given us his Manasiksha. And in the 11th verse of Manasiksha, he also stresses Giriraj. Samam Shri Rupena Smaravivasa Radha Giribritor Braje Sakshat Seva Labana Vidaye Tad Guna Yujo Tadi Jakya Dhyana Shravananati Pancham Ritamidam Dayan Nitya Gober Dhanamanudinam Twambajamana. Packed up in this verse, we also find many secrets to help us understand this 8th verse of the Gobardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. And we'll try to unpack this verse in connection with our verse from Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam as we go along. He says, Samam Shri Rupena, that accompanied along with Rupa Goswami. Very important point in connection with the conception we're going to speak of about Giriraj Govardhan. Samam Shri Rupena. The first thing he says along, he says, Dhyayan Nitya Govardhanam Anudinam Tvam Bhajamana. Every day, Nitya Anudinam, Anudinam means daily, but Nitya Anudinam, constantly every day, you should worship Govardhan Hill. And you should do that Samam Shri Rupena, along with Srila Rupa Goswami. We're not so fortunate that we can go and do Govardhan Parikrama along with Rupa Goswami in his physical form. But we can accompany Rupa Goswami through his conception and through the followers of Rupa Goswami who are Rupa Anugas. So he says that Samam Shri Rupena along with Rupa Goswami Smaravivasa Radha Giribritor. And this smara, in this Madhurja Rus, you should worship Vivasa Radha Giribritor, that intoxicated couple, Radha and Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, Giribritor. Interesting, he makes a distinction in the verse. He says Giribritor as Krishna, but then again later he says Dayan Nitya Govardhanam Anudinam Tvam Bhajamana. Once he says you should, our goal is to worship Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, and to do that, we should worship Govardhan. So also he's indirectly here indicating a distinction between Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, and Govardhan himself. If you should do this, if Braje Sakshat Seva Labhana. Labhana means to attain. If you want that Sakshat Seva, that direct service in Vrindavan. And then you should drink, Dhyayan, these five types of nectar, Panchamritam. Tat ijakya dhyana shravananati panchamritamidam. Ija, you should worship them. Akya, you should chant their names. Dhyana, you should meditate on Radha and Krishna. Shravana, you should hear about them. That's number 4. And 5, Nati, you should offer your obeisances to them. He says this is Panchamritam Idam, 5 types of nectar. Right? You should do this thing. But then he says after this, Dayan Nitya Govardhanam Anudinam, every day, Tvam Bhajamana, constantly Nitya, you should worship Govardhan Hill. Giriraj Govardhan has a very important position for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Consider the point very deeply. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Govardhan, in the form of Govardhan Shila, or as Raghunath Das Goswami says later in these same prayers, Nirupadi karunena shri sachi nandanena twayi kapati sato me patvian arpitosmi. He gave me to Giriraj externally, it seems like Mahaprabhu gave Govardhan to Raghunath Das, but Raghunath says, no, no, no. If you think like that, you're just a Bahirmukh Jana, an external person. The reality is he gave me to Govardhan. And we don't know what other deities that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally give to the Goswamis. And this stress, so much stress is given on worship of Giriraj Govardhan. Why is this? Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrita, he describes, Vaikuntaj janito vada madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavad. Brindaranyamudarapani Ramanat Tachapi Govardhana Radha Kundami Happy Gokulapate Premamrita Plavanat Kuyad Asha Virajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Naka. Prabhupada translates this. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. But superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan because of Krishna's Rasleela pastimes. So similarly, Baladeva Vibhushan, and this is the commentary ascribed to him, he's saying that Giriraj is replying to Raghunath Das's seventh verse of Govardhan Basa Pratana Dasakam by saying, what do you want to live near me for? What about the Vrindavan forest? Krishna says in Padma Purana that's non-different from his body. And then Raghunath Das Goswami says, no, no, because Giriraj is even better than the Vrindavan forest. And this is the conception of Rupa Goswami in his Upadesh Amrit. His Amrit, his nectarian instructions, his Upadesh, or Amrit, another meaning is those words which give us life. Another meaning is those words which give us immortality. Another meaning is then those words which give us the path to Krishna Prem. He says, superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill. For it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radhakund stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian prem of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? So superior to Vaikuntha is Mathura, and superior to Mathura is Vrindavan, but superior to Vrindavan is Govardhan, and superior to Govardhan is Radhakund, which is part of Govardhan Hill. So yesterday we spoke something, we answered a few of our questions, why Giriraj is addressed as Girinripa, or the King of Hills, and we looked back at the first verse of the Govardhan Basa Pratana and two different reasons why Raghunath Das Goswami described Giriraj there as a king. And we raised the question, is this the fault of repetition? And we described, no, that Giriraj is a king because he's Hari Das. And we spoke something about how he's Shani Varyeti Namam Rita. His name is so full of nectar. And why is that? Because Idamuditam Sri Radhika Vaktar Chandrat, that name Haridasavaryo, Hantaya Madhura Bala Haridasavaryo, has come from the moon-like mouth of Srimati Radharani. So today we'd like to continue. I'm a little confused. Again, I said this yesterday, I'll say again today. It's not going to be possible for us to cover all the points of this verse. It's such a vast topic. But today we want to try to cover two topics and hopefully introduce a third. The fourth topic is Braja Nava Tilakatve. Why is Giriraj compared to the new Tilak of Braj? And the second thing we'd like to try to speak about today is Kliptavedai Sputam, how the Vedic literatures, they're declaring this. So why is Giriraj compared to Tilak? In Sanskrit, the word tilak has several meanings. One common meaning, which we know, is it's a kind of, if you look in a dictionary, you'll see they'll say it's a sectarian kind of mark. The word sectarian sometimes has a rather negative connotation to it in English. It means something exclusive, or the persons who follow that are hateful of other groups. But in the strict sense of the word, sectarian meaning just a particular group. And we have our particular tilak. If you go to the Gambira, the Radha Kuntmat, you'll see they have a different kind of tilak. It's a long story. But when Gopal Guru Goswami is a little boy, it's a long story. He was running for shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu put his foot on his forehead and made a mark. And that's the tilak they use. And the Vallabha Sampradaya has another tilak. And the Ramanuja Sampradaya has another tilak. So in that sense, it's a sectarian mark. Mm-hmm. And Giridhaj, he's the particular tilak of Braj. He's not the tilak of Vaikuntha. He's not the tilak of Mathura. He's not the tilak of Dwarka or Ayodhya. But Raghunath Das Goswami says, Brajanava tilak vetve. That he's the tilak, he's the mark of Braj. Meaning, indirectly, that all the Brijbasis, all the followers of the devotees in Vrindavan, they're also followers of Giridhaj. And this is our tilak. We're marking Giridhaj on our head. A second meaning in Sanskrit of tilak is a kind of ornament, any kind of ornament. We see in the Garga Sanhita, Narad Muni tells Maharaj Bahulasva, Govardhana Girirajan Sarvatirtha Varasmita Vrindavanam Chagokoka Mukuta Dri Prabhujitaha Gopa Gopi Gavam Raksha Prada Krishna Priyo Mahan Purna Brahmata Patram Yas Tasmat Tirtha Varaschaka. This word Purna Brahmata Patram appears, I think, four times in Garga Sanhita in connection with Giridhaj, and we'll come to that phrase in a little while. It's interesting how it appears again and again. And if we look back at it, something we just said a moment ago, Jiva Goswami in Paramatma Sandarbha, describing how to understand a book. He says what you should understand, that look at the beginning, you should look at the conclusion, you should try to understand the intention of the author, and you should look at what's been repeated. Because those things which are repeated again and again, that'll give us some clue as the purport of the book. So Narad Muni says to Maharaj Bahulasva, or Maharaj, that Govardhan Hill, it's Sarva Tirtha Varasmita, it's the king of all holy places. Vrindavanam cha Goloka Mukuta, it's the crown, the Mukut of Vrindavan and Golok. The Mukut, in one sense, is a synonym for tilak. By one of the meanings of tilak, meaning an ornament, Mukut is a crown. Giridhaj is not just a tilak, he's also the crown of Vrindavan. Why? Gopa Gopi Gavam Raksha, because he's always protecting the cowherd boys and the gopis and the cows. Prada Krishna Priyo Mahan. It's Krishna Priyo Mahan. It's very, very dear to Krishna. Mm-hmm. And Purna Brahma Tapatraya. That Giridhaj Govardhan is an umbrella for Krishna, who is Purna Brahmata. He's the full manifestation of Brahman. Tasmat Tirtha Varaschaka. What holy place could be greater than Giridhaj Govardhan? So, previously in the Garga Sanhita, and I'd also hope today to say a few words, little scholarly comments about the Garga Sanhita, which I think is important for devotees to understand. We'll come to that in a minute. But prior to this discussion, in the Garga Sanhita, when Krishna approached his bapa, his father, Nanda Maharaj, and he asked him, Father, what are you doing? And Nanda Maharaj told him, oh, we're worshiping Indra. And Krishna preached to him and convinced him, don't worship Indra. You should worship Giridhaj Govardhan. So that was quite a radical thing, as the spies of Indra reported when they came back to him that the Maruts, the wind gods, Indra asked them, what's going on? Where's my worship from the Brijbasis? They're supposed to be doing it today. You go see what's happening. And they came down and they looked around and they went back to Indra and they said, well, actually this year they did a much, much bigger festival than they ever did before. He says, so where's my offerings? He said, well, they told him there's many, many more offerings this year and much more opulent offerings, but they offered them to someone else. And Indra said, he became very angry. He said, to who? And they said, well, we don't really know how to tell you this without disturbing you, but they offered him to a pile of rocks. Giriraj Gopi. So Krishna's suggestion to Nanda Maharaj and the Brijbasis to worship Govardhan was pretty radical. Instead of worshiping the king of the demigods, that's accepted protocol, accepted etiquette to give respect to Devaraj Indra, the king of the demigods. But now instead, he's telling him we should worship this pile of rocks. So Nanda Maharaj was a little confused. They accepted Krishna's guidance, but they asked him, Krishna, how do we worship Giriraj? And with what mantra do we use? And Krishna described to them the paddhati, the puja paddhati, or the process of worshiping Giriraj. Very interesting thing, because it's not found in any Pancharatrika literature, because it's just the opposite of the smarta or Vedic kind of worship of Indra. It's a worship which comes from the heart. So then Krishna spoke to him this pranam mantra, which we like to recite to Giriraj Govardhan. Namo Vrindavan Ankaya. That our dear Giriraj, you're the Ankaya of Vrindavan, or Vrindavan is the Ankaya of you. Ankaya has several different meanings. We'll come to that in a moment. I'll just read a general translation. It says, Namo Vrindavan Ankaya Tubhyam Goloka Molane Purna Brahma Tapatraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha. Namo Govardhanaya Cha. I offer my obeisances to you, O Govardhan, who is our support and our nourishment. We offer obeisances to you because you're Goloka Molane. You're the crown of Golok. We offer obeisances to you, Purna Brahma Tapatraya. You're the umbrella of Purna Brahma, Sri Krishna. Mm-hmm. So the word Anka here, Vrindavan Ankaya, can have numerous meanings, which also has a connection with our discussion on this eighth verse of the Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. And how is it that Giriraj is Braja Nava Tilakatve? He's the Tilak of Vrindavan. So several different meanings are there. Vrindavan Asya Anka. That Anka is a very sweet word. Anka is a kind of that place on the mother's hip where she carries her baby. And he's saying that Govardhan is a support of Vrindavan. And just like the mother carries the baby. And this also corresponds with the conception we spoke a little bit yesterday of Bapa, or father, and how the Brijbasis to this day, they consider Giriraj to be Baba, or the father, or the person who maintains and protects them. So this is one meaning of Vrindavan Asya Anka. And all of these commentaries, along with about another three or four other pranam mantras to Giriraj, an explanation of each and where they come from is also found in our magazine. So if you want some further information about that, you can look there. A second meaning of the word Anka in connection to this verse is Vrindavan Asya Anka Tilaka. Anka also means ornament or tilak. So Giriraj, he's saying here, is a tilak ornament of Vrindavan. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, in his commentary on the verse, his ascribed commentary to the verse we're speaking on today, he says that this is because Srimati Radharani, she calls Giriraj Haridasa Varyo. And therefore, Giriraj is the Anka, or the tilak of Vrindavan. Two other meanings are there, Vrindavanam, Anka Asya, Govardhan, whose resting place is Vrindavan. This is a general meaning, understanding, that Govardhan is a place within Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a town within Braj, but the greater Braj is also sometimes described as Vrindavan, or sometimes as Mathura. Rupa Goswami is given his Mathura Mahatmya, the glorification of Mathura, but it's not about the city of Mathura, it's about Braj Mandala, and this area is also sometimes known as Mathura. A fourth meaning of the word Anka in connection with this pranam mantra spoken by Krishna is Vrindavanam Anke Yasya, which is a little unusual grammatical interpretation, that Govardhan, whose lap is Vrindavan. In other words, Vrindavan is on the lap of Govardhan. And this is possible grammatically, but it suggests that Govardhan is bigger than Vrindavan, where generally our acharyas and shastra describe Govardhan as within an area of the Vrindavan forest. But bear this in your mind. I don't think I'll come back to this point, but if you keep this in your mind, you'll find another reason by the end of our katha why this works, Vrindavanam Anke Asya, that Vrindavan is on the lap of Govardhan. One meaning could be that we cited yesterday when we were speaking about how is Giri Nripa, Giriraj is the king of mountains, because he's so vast in size, and he's, what did we say, 4 billion miles long? So Vrindavan in that sense is on top of Giriraj. But how is that? That's a very esoteric thing, because we see very clearly that Govardhan is a place within the greater area of Vrindavan. So this is something about this purport to Brajanava Tilak Katve, how Giriraj is the new Tilak of Vrindavan. Our fifth question then is, what does it mean, Klipta Bedai Sputamme, that Giriraj is declared in the Vedas? We also had an interesting article, which I'll read a little something to you from. It's a little technical in our magazine. How Govardhan Leela is described in the Rig Veda. Now, if you look traditionally at the Bhagavatam and the literature and philosophy of it, you'll see, for example, in Bhagavatam 5.7.6, that Maharaj Bharat, he understood that all the Vedic mantras were meant as offerings to Krishna and Vishnu. That was their purpose. But that understanding was largely lost in Kali Yuga. And for centuries, scholars and pundits, they explained the Vedas mainly according to the Karmakanda conception. And they explained that the mantras in the Vedas were offerings to different demigods like Agni or Indra to get some mundane piety. But when bhakti became more prominent in Kali Yuga by the appearance and the preaching of Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, and other great Vaishnavacharyas, then other devotee scholars again began to interpret the Vedic hymns according to, in relation to Vishnu or Krishna. And Madhvacharya, he's written a commentary on the Rig Veda, explaining the connection of the Vedic hymns to Vishnu. And there's another effort in this regard in the late 1600s by a Vaishnav named Nilakant Chaturdar. He was born in a family of Brahmins living on the bank of the Godavari River in Maharashtra. And he compiled a number of different literatures. His magnum opus, or his most famous literature, is his Bharata Bhava Deepa, a commentary on the entire Mahabharata. But aside from that, he wrote several other interesting books. One is his Mantra Ramayana, and another is a Mantra Bhagavat. The Mantra Ramayana is showing how the Ramayana, the Vedic literatures are describing the Ramayana, Mantra Ramayana. And the Mantra Bhagavat is describing how the Vedic literatures are actually describing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. So Vedas Putam Me. This verse, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that the Vedas are describing Giriraj Govardhan. Let's keep our purpose in front of us. So not everybody may agree with this conception, you find your general scholars, we live in Jagannath Puri, and certainly the smarta Brahmins there would not agree with this conception. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Vedadi Shakala Shastre Krishna Mukya Sambandha, that all the Vedic literature simply points to Krishna. So none of Nilakanta's mantra Bhagavat verses, interpretations from the Rig Veda, has also been quoted by Srila Prabhupada in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 23.116. So this conception is a bona fide conception. Baladeva Vidyabhushan in his Pramaya Ratnavali, very important foundational book for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he says that Vedi Ramayanesh Chaiva Purane Bhadate Tata Adav Ante Chamadyecha Hari Sarvatragiyate, that all the Vedic literatures, Vedi, and the Vedic literatures, Ramayana, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, Adav in the beginning, Ante in the end, Chamadye in the middle, Hari Sarvatragiyate, all they speak about is Krishna. So we printed, I don't know, 6 or 8 different verses from his commentary, Nilakanta Chatterdar's commentary on the mantra Bhagavat, and how the mantra Bhagavat, how the Vedas are actually pointing to the Bhagavat. And I'd like to read to you a couple of those verses. He cites the Rig Veda, 5:48-4. Tamasyaritam Parasiva Prachani Kamakyam Bhuje Asya Vapusaha Sacha Yadi Pitumantamayava Kshayama Ratnam Dadati Bharahutaye Vise. And he gives a translation for this, which we've given as the following. Seeing the great deluge, the rainfall in Vrindavan, and observing the acts of Indra, knowing them to be meant for destroying the lives of Braj's residents, the 7-year-old boy Krishna held in his left hand Indra's enemy and the stealer of sacrifices, who is Indra's enemy and the stealer of sacrifices? Govardhan. At the same time, Krishna was seen lifting the hill in his original form without expanding his body like Vamanadev. And Vamanadev expanded his body in so many ways to protect everyone. But Krishna didn't expand himself. He just held up the hill to protect the cowherd people. And thus he turned that Govardhan hill into a shelter. Krishna, the bearer of the weight of the hill, also gifted the choicest jewels and valuable items present in Govardhan to the residents of Vrindavan who had accepted his proposal to worship Govardhan. And there's a number of different verses. I was thinking to go over a few of them, but I won't since our time is a little short now, which indicate, very interesting thing, how the Rig Veda can be understood to be speaking about Govardhan Leela. So Vedai Sputam Me. The Vedic literatures are directly glorifying Govardhan Hill. But now I'd like to introduce a topic which we'd like to explore more at length tomorrow. We're just going to give a brief introduction to it today. That who exactly is Giriraj then? It's important that we understand the ontological position of the personality that we're worshiping. Again, for those of you who may not be used to that $64,000 word, ontological, it means the topmost position or the essential understanding of that personality. We could also say it's synonymous with dharma. Dharma means the inherent quality of a person. It also means religion has many meanings. But one of the meanings of dharma is the intrinsic quality. So what is the intrinsic quality of Giriraj? What is his identity? So many different people worship him. So many different people worship Krishna. So many different people saw Krishna, including the demons. And they had so many different conceptions. But what is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And what is the conception of our Goswamis, Rupa Goswami? What is the conception of the devotees who are Rupa Nugas? So we'd like to examine some of the different conceptions starting tomorrow of Giriraj and focus on a conclusion which is given by our six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And a very interesting thing that we want to explore is how is it that Raghunath Das Goswami was directly instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Sakshat Krishna. He said that this Shila, this Govardhan Shila I'm giving you, is Sakshat Krishna, is directly Krishna. But then Raghunath Das Goswami turns around and in all of his prayers, repeatedly, he worships Giriraj Govardhan as a devotee. My Guru Maharaj used to say, there are two conceptions, Aparavichar and Tattvavichar, the apparent consideration and the absolute consideration. From the Aparavichar, the apparent consideration, it would appear that Raghunath Das Goswami disobeyed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we can't tolerate that, because we understand that Raghunath Das Goswami in Krishna Leela is Tulsi Manjari. And we pray to Rupa Raghunath, the primary acharya is Raghunath Das Goswami, is our Prayojan Acharya. So why is he doing this? We'd like to explore something of this tomorrow. I've gone a little over time. I'd like to stop here. So if anyone has any questions or comments, you can come and see me tomorrow or try to save it for tomorrow in our next session. Tomorrow will be our last session. And then we're going to have an extra session the day after tomorrow. We're going to go to Radhakund and the place known as Malyahari Kund or Malahari Kund. And we're going to speak about the connection of that place in, with Govardhan Leela, and in particular with Gunja Mala. And what is it, the special quality of Gunja Mala? Why is it so dear to Krishna? Why does he worship Gunja Mala? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke, Goprem Anande, Pancha Kalpadurubhischa, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. Ananda Kodi Vaishnavrinda ki.